I see Eleanor was down here for bringing something for the kids, and Lynn, I understand, was going to do this morning, but she's called away, and she did text me this morning to say that she was thinking of us.
Well, I hope she's praying as well.
Yes.
Would the children like to come up to the front, please?
Hello, you're lovely little children. How are you today?
We're already anticipating it.
Right, well.
Absolutely.
We'll try and answer the question.
They thought they were going to be chocolate.
Oh, chocolate. Well, sorry about that. Okay. Hello, Hayden. Nice to see you. God can speak to us in all sorts of different ways. Can you think of some ways God might talk to us?
In different languages,
yes. Mm-hmm. He must know all the languages in the world, mustn't he?
Did he go to school?
Pardon?
Did he go to school?
Well, Jesus certainly did, yes. I don't really know about God. He probably knows it all without having to go to school. Do you think there's some other way God might speak to us? In songs? That's a very good one, yes.
Sign language?
Yes, that's right. And there's something that we read out of each Sunday. The Bible, God speaks to us in very often through the Bible. He can also speak to us in dreams. Do you know what dreams are?
Yes.
Yes.
Or you can also talk to us by doing something. Like happening?
Yes, things happen, and we think, yes, God's done that. He must have, yes. Okay, there's some in the Bible, it talks about different people that had dreams and the way God spoke to them, and Joseph was somebody that God spoke to through dreams. And also, he can speak to us through things called visions. Have you heard of a vision? No? Well, today's Bible reading is from the book of Habakkuk, which is away, buried away in the Old Testament. And it's talking about vision. And a vision is something that is yet to come. Now, I've brought along something that tells us about things that are yet to come. I don't know if I can get it out of my bag. Well, I had a job getting it in, but I thought I'd get it out. Jolly well stuck. We've got it now. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
No.
No? Well, that's been on our wall, well, ever since I got married anyway. And it belonged to Mr. Collins, and I'm sure it probably belonged to his father as well. And it's got some words written on it. Can you read that word, Ivy?
Stormy.
What's that one, Cassie?
Rain.
Can you read that one?
Change.
Now, you two aren't getting out of it. Okay.
That's fair.
You read that one.
Very dry.
Right. So this is called a... Do you know what it's called? What do you think it is, Hayden? I think Daddy will have to say that word for you. A barometer, that's right. And it tells us what the weather is going to be. A bit like a vision. Mr. Collins used to tap it every morning. It seems to have lost a bit of... I think it must have died with him, so it doesn't seem to go now. But anyway, it sits on the wall and it looks quite pretty. But if you'd set the hands at night and you'd tap it in the morning and one hand would fling around if it was going to be rain or change or fair weather, and you'd be able to tell what it was going to be. Well, there are other ways that we have of finding out about the weather. Do you ever watch TV? Do you see the weather map on TV? Well, in the papers every day we have something like this on the back of the paper. And that tells us what the weather is going to be. This was yesterday's paper, and for today it says rain. Is it raining? I don't see any. Sometimes these things aren't always correct, because they often say snow. Southland's going to get snow, and it doesn't come here at all. It pops up to the middle part of the country often. Sometimes we get it. Sometimes it takes days and days for it to happen after they've forecast it. And visions are a bit like that in a way. Sometimes they don't always happen right bang when God says something. It doesn't happen all right then and there. And it requires something beginning with P. Do you know the word beginning with P that means we've got to wait? Patience, is that what you said? Good, that's exactly right. Patience, yes. And have you ever had to wait for something? Sometimes we have to wait for summer to come, don't we? Get rid of all this mud and frosts and stuff. Sometimes you have to wait for Christmas. Do you get a bit upset having to wait so long for Christmas or your birthday?
Of course kids love presents.
Of course kids do love presents. They're very true. Well, we know that the things that God says in the Bible will come true. And even though we have to wait, we know that it's going to happen. And when God says it's going to happen, it always does. And many times in the Bible it said that Jesus was going to come and be the Messiah, and that required lots and lots of years of waiting, centuries of waiting before he came along. But God said he would send someone, and he did. We may be sure that when he says that something like a vision is going to happen, it will, although it might take a little bit of time. So I hope that can explain what a vision is to you. So we'll just have a wee prayer now. Dear God, we know that you're a good God, and that if you promise something, it will happen. Help us, Lord, to learn to be patient and to trust you for all that lies ahead. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You've all been very good.